Good afternoon, Sir George.
Hi, good afternoon, Victor.
Oh, hey, Tom. How you doing, sir?
Hey, pretty good. How are you today?
Good, good.
Nice.
You need to speak with Bob?
Yeah, I was just checking in with him if he was around.
Okay, let me see if I can get him for you, okay? Let me put you on hold for a few seconds, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you.
We appreciate your patience and apologize for the delay. Someone will be with you shortly.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Hi, buddy. How you doing?
I'm pretty good, thanks. How are you guys doing?
I wish I had some good news and said send me this or send me that, but it's a little bit of a scary season. I was just telling John I sold one engagement ring for the season. It was a lab-grown diamond.
So far, you've only sold one?
Yeah, just one. You know, that kid that came in and asked me about the cushion cut, he never came back again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was in between the natural and the lab, and he never came back again.
Yeah, well, the season's still, you know,
I know it's going to go by quick, but there's
still 3 weeks, so.
Well, I said to John, this is going to be one of them years. Nobody's, they used to say it's the last 10 days. This is going to be one of them seasons. It's going to be last minute.
Exactly. Well, it seems like that's the way it's been going over the past 5 years now, at least.
The last 2 years, I got to say, before gold really went crazy, we were a little bit steady, but we had our big sale, and it was okay. It wasn't like it was in the past years. You know, people are coming in, they're getting sticker shock with the gold prices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm just so glad that I'm going to be 68 this year, because I think I'm going to give myself 2 years. 70 sounds like a nice number for me to send me retire.
Nice round number to...
I told my wife, I think I got maybe one more year or two, and then I want to start cutting it back. I went to work when I was 13, dude.
Yeah.
This is my 54th Christmas season.
You've put in a lot of time, jeez.
I'm not a person that sat behind the counter. I'm somebody that sits at the bench. I'm a bench jeweler that for years we did trade work for other jewelry stores too. So for years I worked around the clock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I go home now, we leave here at 6 o'clock. It's like a half a day for me. But now, I'm always saying to me, you never went to work at 6 o'clock in the morning before. I said, no, because I would stay later. Now things are different. I can't stay up late no more. And my eyes can't do it late, so my roles are reversed. Now I go in earlier, and I leave earlier.
Yeah, so you're in around 6 o'clock or so?
Yeah, John's usually here around 5:30, quarter to 6, and I get here at 6 o'clock.
Wow.
And then we get some work done at the bench.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's when you can catch up on things before the store actually opens.
Well, I try to work on jobs that like are a little bit of a pain in the neck, repair jobs. Like yesterday I did a bracelet for a lady that's been here for a month because it was a pain in the neck job, and I finished it. But it was a 700-hour repair job. I mean, you know, I did a job for another lady the other day. That was an 800-hour job. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you're not gonna make a living on doing repair work like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right. That should be your gravy on top.
After
sales.
But like my cousin used to tell me when I grew up in the business, because I used to say that I'm sitting at the bench when I was a kid, you're not teaching me how to do this type of repair. You're not teaching me how to do that. He says, part of my French, he went, fuck that repair job. Get out there in the showroom and learn how to sell. You can always find some bonehead to sit, some moron to sit at the bench and do your work. You're going to get out in the showroom, that's where you're going to make your real money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they were different times back then.
Yeah.
Now I'm the idiot sitting at the bench.
Well, do you like doing that?
I'm sorry?
Do you like doing the work at the bench?
Oh, yeah, I love it. Yeah. I love it. It actually, when I see pieces come in that some other jeweler touch, and they're not really a jeweler, it makes my body shake.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Of course, it's not the way I was trained. But then I see pieces that come in, I go, wow, this guy's a really good jeweler. So I can appreciate...
You can appreciate,
really
right, the work that's
work
been
when I
done.
I appreciate craftsmanship when I say it. I'll say, wow, the guy that did this ring for you, he really did a nice job.
Mm-hmm.
Or the guy that made this necklace, he should never touch another piece of jewelry again.
Right.
How's your season going so far?
It's been all right. Yeah, it seems like November was strong. That shaped out to be a pretty solid month for us. And, the typical December to start. We're extending our hours, so we're available for people.
Right.
Yeah, hopefully it'll, just continue for the next few weeks. It's going to be short. I mean, that's the reality
of
it.
Yeah. All right, bro, I'll keep you posted. Shame for you. They lost last night, but I'm sucked out.
I know. We were on a run for a minute, but
Dallas,
I didn't have high hopes
Dallas
for last night.
Dallas won last night, and we lost this. We lose this Monday night. It was getting a little scary for
us. It would get hairy, I know.
Yeah, it's a little scary, but you helped us out though.
I think the season's on the rocks at this point, but
they pretty much have to win out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. All right, brother. Trust me, I don't ever forget your time.
If you need anything for the weekend, let me know. We're shipping free for Saturday. I'll be here tomorrow as well.
Right.
John had mentioned about a 2-carat for stock about a month ago. Are you guys in the market for something like that? I have some good deals. Mike, our CEO, he just came back from Israel last week. We added a bunch of new inventory on some nice GIAs.
I mean, maybe if he was thinking about it before, I know he's not thinking about it at all now.
Okay.
Yeah,
I know you guys had the customer on that 270 or, about 3-carat.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my friend. She wanted to do an upgrade on her diamond. But then when I got some prices off you and I tried to work out a deal with her, she said, I'm just going to keep my ring the way it is. Maybe just put it into a different setting. And she was actually driving up a wall. She's one of them girls that can't make a decision. And then finally she said, she emailed me back and she said, you know what, Bob, I'm just going to stay with things the way they are right now. I was like, thank God. She's actually the kind of girl I'm actually telling her I would like to say to her, do me a favor, go somewhere else, because all you do is aggravate me. She can't make a decision. I put in different settings for her, and she kept changing her mind.
Yeah, she's just wasting your time at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got some people walking in.
All right,
buddy.
All right,
have a
great day, Bob.
I'll talk to you soon. You do the same.
Yep,
bye-bye.